This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Like much of rural Wisconsin, farmers in Monroe County helped elect President Trump in the 2016 election. But new tariffs on U.S. agricultural products prompted by the president's trade strategy could be a factor in this year's election. In the latest installment of WPR's election year project Beyond the Ballot, Hope Kerwin has the story.
At an auction house in Sparta, sales are between local buyers and sellers. But dairy farmer Bob Pronchinsky knows the price he pays for Holstein calves is directly related to the world market.
We have to have foreign trade. Anybody can figure that out.
Pronchinsky says he's worried about the future of exports. Since President Donald Trump placed new tariffs on steel and aluminum imports in March, trading partners like China and Mexico have placed their own taxes on U.S. agricultural products like cheese and soybeans. Trump says the tariff strategy will make trade more fair for U.S. producers. Pronchinsky says farmers who voted for the president are watching the situation closely.
If this tariff works, yes, he's going to be a great, great president. If this foreign trade all works out for us, yeah, we'll have prices where they need to be. But the big question mark is if it's going to work.
In Wisconsin, at least some voters are starting to think the tariffs could work. When retaliatory tariffs took effect in July, a Marquette University Law School poll showed only 24% of voters in the state thought Trump's new tariffs were good for the economy. But the latest Marquette poll found 34% of voters now support the tariffs. Part of the shift comes from more Republicans voicing their support. The Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, Leah Vukmir, says she backs Trump's trade strategy.
He knows that we are losing on that ground, and he wants to make sure that we have fairer deals. He believes in free markets, as do I. But we have to have fairer deals.
Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin has long defended the use of tariffs against countries that don't follow fair trade practices. But she says Trump went too far.
In those instances, they're appropriate. But the Trump administration has gone far beyond that in imposing these tariffs on Canada, on Mexico, and the countries in the European Union.
When it comes to agriculture, University of Wisconsin-Madison dairy analyst Mark Stevenson says increased exports have helped the industry grow over the last decade.
Agriculture has been a positive net trade balance for the U.S. In other words, we export more agricultural products than we import.
Stevenson says trade deals like the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, have encouraged countries to import more U.S. products, especially dairy. Now, the U.S. ag economy depends on exports to stay profitable. But even as those exports are threatened, Stevenson says it's not clear whether tariffs will affect how people vote. Beef farmer Steve Murray says the issue he'll be thinking about in the voting booth is simple.
To stay in business. So for me, it's to get the right person in there that supports what we do to put food on the table.
Murray says farmers need stability to be able to plan for the future. But price reactions to the new tariffs and promises of aid from the federal government have created a lot of uncertainty about what he'll actually earn this year.
They say that if we're patient, it will all iron out. The only problem is, how long can we be patient, and at what point patience runs out?
He says whatever profits he loses during this year's trade disputes will make it that much harder for him to farm again next year. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.